We're now joined by head coach Andrea Dabney of the new number one ranked team in the state in Class 2 boys basketball. The Milan Wildcats are unbeaten. They beat Green City last night. Let me find that score. I know it was a lot to a little. 80-33, the Wildcats with the victory in that one. Milan to play Linn County Saturday night. This is all weather conditions permitting, of course. Early plans to have it on KTTN 92.3 at 8:30. Green City Brashear will play in the girls' championship at 7. Coach, I feel like in talking with Coach Upton of the Trenton girls and with you, it's a broken record, but it's a good broken record. The boys have been really good, and they've been really consistent for you over the last 7 weeks.
Definitely. That's probably the one area we've improved upon the most is our level of consistency from top to bottom and being ready to play every night. Just kids are doing a good job that are working hard and about all I can ask for.
If we go back a year and discuss your team, you were very concerned about, you know, getting too much positive publicity and it going to the kids' heads and not wanting that. So a year ago, if you would have made it to number one in the state, you probably wouldn't have wanted to see it. What's your reaction to getting to number one in the state this year?
Well, with the way that our kids are, we've really kind of embraced it and tried to do some things for them to make it kind of fun, because while obviously when you have high aspirations of doing well and, you know, they have their eyes set on trying to make it to that Final Four, you have to kind of enjoy the ride along the way, because you never know what's going to happen in high school sports. So we kind of celebrated it a little bit at practice the other night and had one of our most spirited competitive practices that we've had all year. So I think I'm just going to keep praising them and keep letting it go to their head, because it seems to be working in the right direction.
So I was listening to the game on the way back from Lawson last night, and, you know, Green City, we know they can play a little bit. Certainly Fields is an elite scorer for the Gophers. It sounded like you had a little bit of a slow start, but once you got things cranked up late first quarter, it was off and running for the Wildcats.
Devin is a great player. Got into a little bit of foul trouble last night. I'd like to think that our defense had a little bit to do with that, but we knew that we had to kind of keep the pedal to the metal, because he can score in such great bunches. So that was kind of our philosophy, was to keep things going. And I think we were a little hyped up at the beginning, missed some easy shots. And then once the lid kind of came off a little bit, got out and running off of our press, and a couple dunks kind of got the crowd into things, and it kind of just snowballed from there.
Talking with Coach Simler about how obviously his team gets to play before yours, and when you're number one in the state, you're going to get some energy in the gym, and people are really going to enjoy watching the Wildcats play. And they've been showing up for the girls, and obviously the girls are improved and are playing with energy and intensity. It really sets up for, if you're looking for something to do, fun to do in Sullivan County, go watch a Milan doubleheader, because the gym is really, really active right now.
Yes, definitely. I think that kind of, from last year, our crowd has kind of decided, that they want to make sure that they're there for the whole run. And obviously playing in schools that are close to us, kind of rivalry games also helps that as well. And I think they just kind of jumped on board. And I think with that number one ranking, I think that will definitely help things. And like you said, our girls are an exciting group to watch too. They've got one of the most dynamic individual players, playing in Katie. And then they've got some good pieces to go with it. And when they're playing well, they're a lot of fun to watch as well.
So the buzz around the area is the game from Monday night between Green City and Milan, where Katie and Brooks both scored 57. Have you ever seen anything that even comes close to watching that, Coach?
No. The only one I can think that even comes close is the night that we had played Mercer years back, when we had Carly and they had Sierra, and those two girls went like 40 and 44, and I thought, man, this is one of the best girls' games I think I've seen. But I have never seen a performance put on where both girls had 57. And it was girls making plays. It was a fun game to watch, and a great atmosphere in the gym. And two girls that were not trying to, outscore each other. They were trying to do everything they could to make their team win. And it was a lot of fun. Two really good girls. And it was just a great performance altogether.
Certainly the most interesting game that you've had as far as competitiveness since we've talked last was one against Summit Christian Academy. You got off to a really slow start in that one a couple of days after Christmas, but you had that 13-0 run that got you back into the ball game. They challenged you. They had a couple of guys who could really shoot the ball and really play.
Yeah, their guard did a great job. He hit some deep threes, and then once he hit some deep threes, he had some great spin moves through the middle. But we try to not get too caught up in, if one kid is scoring in bunches, we are not probably going to change our defensive philosophy other than try to keep track of where he is so we can close out quickly on him, because we don't want to give up something else, because teams like that are going to have, they obviously have more than one score. So we didn't want to key in too much on him and allow other guys to come in and beat us. But, yes, they definitely had a couple kids that put the ball in the basket. And defensively, they posed some challenges for us as well. And I felt like our kids really played well and competed that night.
So offensively, Coach, you know, when we're talking with Coach Simler, we talked about Katie getting 57 the other night, and if it was a little bit disappointing that you couldn't get that second score, at least from his perspective. And, yeah, and we talked about the fact that if you got somebody who's playing that well, you get them the ball. And if they're taking heat checks and they're hitting heat checks, it's all the better. With your offense, because you're so balanced, do you kind of run that way where, you know, if Ryan gets on a roll, you try to get him the ball, and if it's Hunter that's running hot, you try to get him the ball? Or is it pretty much a set offense and whoever gets the looks gets the looks?
That's kind of how we are. We'd like to go inside out, obviously, and that doesn't necessarily have to go through Ryan. It can go off dribble penetration as well to the inside, or we can try to get the ball into Dom a little bit. But the big thing is that those two kids in our offense need to make sure, they need to be sure they touch the basketball, because the defense is obviously going to key on both Hunter and Ryan quite a bit. So, but we don't necessarily run things specifically for those two kids. They move pretty well without the basketball, and our other kids do such a great job of finding the open spots on the floor, and we're starting to have some kids knock down some outside shots, and then about the time somebody knocks down an outside shot, then we get maybe a transition bucket in there as well. So I think it's just well-balanced for us. Obviously, there may be some nights where we have to exploit certain matchups, but for the most part, we're just get the ball up the floor, move the basketball, play together, and who's ever open, put that baby up.
I haven't seen them play yet, but I've seen some of the scores, and when they put things together, they really can score the ball well. That includes last night, Linn County 78, Brashear 49. So Linn County's your opponent Saturday night, Coach. And just as far as a team that, as I said, I think there's a little bit of up and down with their offensive level, but if they're shooting it well, they're a very good Class 1 team.
Definitely. They've got the Waltz boy on the inside, which is a good good presence in there. He's pretty cool. I think he and Ryan are probably similar to the same size as well. And then obviously Jace White does a good job of complementing him, and a little bit smaller post player, which we can relate to. We also play another small post player, but does a good job of great footwork, getting the defense up in the air and getting around them. And then they've got some shooters that go with them. And when they, yes, you're right, when they shoot the basketball well, they are a very difficult team, and they play good defense, and it should make for an exciting matchup, because there's some similarities between the two teams that we're looking forward to that matchup.
How do you best use the fact that you have 5, 6, 7 kids that on any given night can come off the bench and really produce for you, Coach? I'm not, you know, it's a good problem to have, but how challenging is it to make sure all the guys get their playing time and that you use your bench to its full capacity?
Sometimes there's not enough minutes in the ball game to try to get everybody in a flow. That's the biggest thing, is when you know that you have those kids that can come in and contribute. I can't think of many times where I've taken a kid off the floor this year because I felt like he wasn't playing well enough to stay on the floor. It's typically been, let's get this kid a rest and get a different look and get another kid in there, and you want to be sure that they get a good flow. I think we're getting to where we're kind of starting to understand a pretty good rotation and getting those kids on the floor, and I think that has just played into things. You know, when the other team sees a couple starters go to the bench, typically that's about the time where you can take a breath and think, okay, maybe now we can get through this press. And then sometimes the guys off the bench are playing better than the guys that were starting. So it's a good problem to have, and I've been on the other side of it too, where you didn't have much of a bench. So I definitely enjoy the problem of trying to find more minutes for kids than the opposite, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So next week you get back into conference play, and we could go through these games one at a time. We'll save Trenton and Putnam County for next week's interview. You got Trenton a week from tonight at your place. You got Putnam County at your place the following Tuesday. The South Harrison game, at least if I just kind of look at that, knowing your team and knowing their team, you got to go to Bethany. That looks like a challenge for the Wildcats.
Definitely. I think our tougher conference opponents are later in the season here, so that two-week time span, as it was last year, is a huge, huge time span. And coming off of two tournaments last year, we didn't shoot the ball extremely well after those 2 weeks. You know, you play a lot of games together there and not a lot of practice time, and I don't know if that just throws us off fatigue or something, but hopefully this year we can continue to, we finally turn the corner and start shooting the ball well, so hopefully that can continue for us as well. But definitely opponents who've played tough schedules and are ready to play basketball and pretty well balanced in themselves. So we're going to have to make sure that we are continuing to improve every single night, whether it be in games or practices, so that we can take care of business here in this last 2 weeks of conference games.
As far as rivalries go, we know what Milan Putnam County is. That's always going to be the top of the food chain list of rivalries for both schools. But with the South Harrisons of the world and the Trentons of the world, you played them for a couple of years in football, a couple of years in basketball. You're starting to develop rivalries against those two teams, those two towns, where you see them a little bit a year after year, and you're starting to kind of, familiarity breeds contempt, right? Are you kind of getting to that point with some of those other schools in the GRC?
I think definitely. They're the same kids competing over and over and over again against each other, and, you kind of take one game to the next, and whatever happened in the previous season, you kind of take that over and carry that over into the next, and I think that it is... It's made for, like you said, good rivalries. Kind of the first year was just kind of, we're going to play this team and we don't know much about them. But you definitely start to get to know a little bit more about them. And I think it's made for great matchups night in, night out. Definitely these last couple weeks of the GRC, and not just our games, but the other games that are matched up are going to be good basketball games for fans to watch.
Yeah, as far as the GRC standings go, I know you guys are on top. Is Putnam County also there too? Have they lost yet or no?
I think they may have one conference loss.
Okay, so you're the only unbeaten left?
I think they were right behind us in the conference standings the last time I looked.
I'd have to look, too, because I haven't looked at that in about a month.
I have not either. I've kind of just looked one game at a time and then try to look ahead to our next opponent and get ready. So I haven't paid too much attention as to where everybody stands yet. It's usually about that last week where you kind of look to see, what happens if this happens? But
there'll be a lot of
need to take care of our own here.
Oh, yeah. There'll be a lot of clarity in that race, certainly, with South Harrison, Trenton, Putnam County. The final conference game will be at Gallatin on the 29th for the Wildcats. That is head coach Andrea Dabney of the Milan Boys. Coach, congratulations on the success, number one ranking, and we'll look forward to talking with you again next Friday.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tom.